Colossians chapter number 3. Colossians chapter number 3. When you find that book, if you would stand with us, I want to... I want to begin reading with verse number 5. Verse number 5. The Bible says, mortify, which that word means to kill, put to death. Therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh to the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, this morning. Father, we come to you as humble as we know how, thanking you, dear Lord, for all your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for your love, for your mercy. We thank you most of all, Lord, for saving our soul. Lord, you've been so good to us, and we're grateful. Father, we pray this morning for these that are bowed here. We pray, Lord, your blessings upon every individual, every home represented here. Lord, I pray your blessings upon them. Father, as we bow this morning, Lord, if there be one in the midst of us today that's never been acquainted with the grace of God, Lord, they've never been saved, Lord, I pray, God, that today would be the day, God, that you'd convict them of their sins and draw them, Lord, to an altar of repentance, Lord, that they might be saved today. We ask you again that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach, Lord. This morning, Lord, I pray that you'd give us words to say, Lord, that your word might go out and prick the hearts and lives of men, women, boys, and girls and change us, Lord. Let us leave here different than we were when we come. We ask you now to go with us. Lord, save the lost and what you do for us. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to talk to us, and I know that my time would never allow us to elaborate a whole lot about this, but I want to mind the Lord this morning, and I want to talk about the new man for just a few minutes, if God will help me. I read to you in the text about an old man and a new man, and I believe that the Bible teaches us that if any man be in Christ, he's created a new creature. I believe when a person is born again, they're just that. They're born again. Yes. Amen. The Bible tells us that that's born to flesh is flesh. And he differentiates that by telling us that there is a spiritual birth. That's born to flesh is flesh, but that's born of the Spirit is spirit. Amen. This is a spiritual book. This is a spiritual warfare. One day after a while, we'll leave this world of sin and sorrow and go home to a place where we'll never contend the old man, ever have to contend with the old man again. The Bible tells us to put off that old man and then put on the new man. And putting on that new man, I believe that when a person's saved by the grace of God, that they're transformed into the image of God, or being transformed into the likeness and the image of God. Well, then if that's so, this morning they ought to be something on the outside that we can see where that transformation is taking place on the inside. There ought to be some Christ-likeness about us. Thus, we're called Christians, amen, and to be in Christ-like. And that new man ought to project the glory of God, amen. I believe in the real deal, don't you? Amen. I don't believe somebody can say that they've been born again and not project the image of Christ our Lord. I really believe that this morning. And I believe there's a distinct difference between the saved and the unsaved this morning. When I was lost and when you were lost and we were living in sin, that didn't bother us. We just did what we wanted to and lived like we wanted to. But when the Lord Jesus came in and we began to change the old things, we began to hate those things and those sins that we indulged in, and we began to love the things of God. And we I believe that constitutes a new man taking over on the inside. Thank God for the new man. I'm glad that I'm not what I used to be. Amen. And because of the new man that has come in, I believe in the text the Apostle Paul then begins to speak about those things that characterizes that new man. Here in the text, the Bible tells us, first of all, I believe that when a person saved according to the Word of God, that the Holy Spirit comes in and takes His abode on the inside of us. Don't you? I really believe that this morning. I believe that the Spirit of God really make a difference in our hearts and lives this morning. And the Apostle Paul said, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness and long-suffering. And he's beginning to tell that there ought to be some spiritual fruits in our lives if we've been born again. I really believe that, don't you? Galatians chapter 4 says the fruit of the Spirit is this. He said it's love, it's joy, it's peace, it's long-suffering, it's gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. He said against such things there is no law. He said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. There is no bounding by the law, but there's liberty. The Bible tells us that the law was given to the lawless. Amen. It wasn't given to those that are righteous. Amen. And so now we know by the blood of Jesus we're made righteous, and therefore the new man finds liberty in the Spirit of God. Amen. And I want to tell you, if the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. Why then are we bound by the old man? Let the new man break forth. Hallelujah. And let it give forth the fruit of the spiritual. Amen and amen. But then he also talks about in verse 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Amen. Now, I want to say this morning. I believe there ought to be in the new man a spirit of forgiveness. Don't you? Amen. And as Christ has forgiven us, we ought to forgive one another. Amen. Now, in a family where you have a mother and a father, and you have children and siblings involved in that family, sometimes there's going to be disagreements. Sometimes there are differences, maybe of opinions and sometimes of life ways. And so it causes sometimes strife and envy in the very home. And but you know what I love about the house, about our home, is it seems like it doesn't matter what goes on. We always seem to find a way to love one another and to forgive one another. I want to say to you this morning that there ought to be a spirit of forgiveness in the new man. Amen. Just as there's a spiritual fruit, there ought to be spiritual forgiveness towards one another. Amen. Christ forgave us, and we ought to forgive each other. Amen. I want to tell you how that tears down more, when unforgiveness tears down more than it will ever build up. But when we have a forgiving spirit, I want to learn to forgive, don't you? Amen. When I'm wronged, amen, it doesn't matter if you come to me and tell me you're sorry. All I need to do is just forgive anyway. Christ, our blessed Lord, hung on the cross of Calvary. They beat him, whipped him, mocked him, laughed at him, scourged him, and he looked at them and said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I want to tell you, when I think about the forgiveness of my blessed Lord, I want to have a forgiveness, a forgiving spirit in my new man. amen, learn to forgive. I tell you, forgiveness is the beginning of all healing. Sometimes you have to forgive yourself. Amen. Yourself has done things that you find it hard to forgive yourself. But I want you to know this morning, Christ forgave you. Forgive yourself. Amen. You've got the right to do that. You can forgive yourself because he forgave you. Let it go. Amen. Those things that have you burdened down because of the way that you've lived. I want to tell you, Christ has forgiven you. Amen. It's under the blood. Hallelujah. It's covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus. Don't bring it up anymore. Hallelujah. Forgive yourself. Amen. Have a spirit of forgiveness. Have a spirit to forgive each other. Amen. And just as it is in the household, so it is with the household of faith. Sometimes God's people get on outs with one another. Maybe something's said or something's done, and we just seem like we was hurt in the process. And so there's strife that's taking place, and it pulls us apart. But I want you to know the good news is we can forgive one another. Amen. And that will bring us back together. That's the reason that the new man has that spirit of forgiveness. Unforgiveness separates, but forgiveness pulls together. Amen. That's what causes folks to hug one another's necks. Amen. And tell how much they love each other is when we've learned to forgive. I want to tell you, I got happy when Christ forgave me of my sins. And you got happy when Christ forgave you of your sin. He reconciled the world unto himself in Christ Jesus our Lord. And it's all because of forgiveness. All because of forgiveness. He said, forbearing one another and forgive one another. And then he talks about in verse 14, a spiritual love for one another. Now love is an emotion to the human spirit. It really is. That's what draws us to one another, is that human emotion of love. Sometimes that love can fade. Sometimes it can be renewed. Sometimes it just disappears in the human spirit. Somebody said, I don't love them anymore. And therefore, because of vacancy, somebody leaves their life and they're gone for years after years after years, and the love just disappears. But I understand that. But he said here, he said, above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. Amen. And now this love Christ is talking about is a spiritual bonding that we have one towards another. And as we have in the body of Christ, of this word, a bond, we know that it's a word that means like a ligament in your body that holds the bones together. It's what will hold the church together. The body of Christ, that bond of perfection, it bonds us together and makes us complete, one in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that love will bring a body together. And when that body's together, it'll function right. I want to tell you how you can cut my leaders in my arm, and that arm will just flop. My brain will want to move it, but it will not cooperate. And I'd love, hallelujah, when that bond is put back together, that ligament's put back in there, and it moves when my mind says move, and I can use that arm, and it functions to get something done. That's the way it is with a church, the body of Christ. When those ligaments are put back together, woo, hallelujah, and brings that body to function in its rightful love, it won't fade away. It won't disappear, but it'll grow and grow over at the house of God, that we love one another. He said, as Christ has loved you, love one another. I'm talking about a new man, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. A new man that'll be dressed up with the fruit of the Spirit. Spiritual fruit on the inside of that man. That old man wasn't that way, was it? No, the new man is. And that new man learned and can forgive one another because we've been forgiven. I know a man one time said, I can't forgive. He's miserable because he can't forgive. You'll be miserable if you don't forgive. Amen. Amen. And so now he says that love, he said, above all things, put on charity, love. He said, which is the bond of perfectness. He said, that is a complete, that's what brings that body of Christ completely together. I'm talking to the new man, amen, that we love one another. Thank God for God's love. It's the kind of love that is given to us unconditionally. Amen. Christ loved the world. God loved the world. I don't know how he loved it. When I look around and see the evils in the world, I don't know how he loved it, but he does love the world so much that he gave Jesus, his only son, into the world to come and to die for our sins, hang on a cross, shed his life's blood that you and I could find life in Christ Jesus and the new man bring forth. He proved his love on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'm going to tell you, that's love. You won't ever forget that kind of love. Amen. There are people that have been born again that have left the church, hadn't been to church in 30, 40, 50 years, and they still feel God's love. That's right. You can't get away from it. You can't get in a jet airplane and go to the other side of the world and get away from God's love. When you step off the plane, there he'll be. Amen. His love reaches higher than we can ever climb over. It reaches lower than we can ever get under. Wider than we can ever go around. God's love never stops in his children. Amen. Amen. Spiritual love. And then look in 15. He said, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Amen. But he comes down and says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Amen. To the Lord. I tell you what he wants you to have as a new man is a real spiritual life. Having a spiritual life. Paul said, I could not preach to you because you is carnal. All they'd want to think about was carnal things, things of the flesh, the mind, carnal mind. He said, I had to be careful with you. And he said, you didn't understand because you was in that carnal mind. But when you grow up, amen, and get that spiritual life, amen, you begin to understand that there's power in the blood of Jesus, amen. And you can find in your life that there is a such thing as a natural man, and there's a thing about a spiritual man. And that new man, amen, he constitutes that spiritual life that we live in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. There's that natural man fights against that spiritual man. And there's a warfare that goes on all the time. And the only way that we can win that battle is to be with one another and to love one another and to forgive one another and to bring forth fruits of the Spirit of God. Amen. And to walk in the Spirit of life. He said, whosoever... He said, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Yes. I want to reread something. I want you to listen. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Amen. Does that sound to you like he's talking about something carnal or something you find out in the world. He's not talking about something we're finding out in the world. He's talking about something we find in the body of Christ.
Amen.
That new man has found a new life. Amen, a spiritual life. If I pay attention too much to the natural man, I have a tendency to drift over into the natural things.
Yeah.
But whenever I focus on that spiritual man that's on the inside, I start having a tendency to lean more towards that spiritual life. Well, how does that happen? It happens when I go to church more. When I'm faithful to the house of God and get around God's people. I don't want to talk to y'all about anything but God. But you know why? Because you people understand everything about God. And I like to talk about godly things and spiritual things and psalms and hymns and sing those songs. And we get in the choir and we sing. We sing out in the auditorium with the song book. We sing together. We're not singing rock and roll or anything else. We're singing spiritual hymns. Amen. That is leaning us over towards the new man. Amen. It brings us together. And we sing songs and hymns. And he says this. He says, it's singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, he said, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Does that sound like an old man to you? Yes. Sounds like a new man.
Yeah.
The new man. The new man finds himself with fruit spiritually. Finds himself forgiving with the spirit of forgiveness. Finds himself in his life to be able to have love towards one another in the church. I'll be honest with you. I don't love them like I love you. You say, well, what do you mean? You're my family. I don't have any business out yonder in the world. If I loved them, I'd be in the world. I'd go do the things with the world. I'd hook up with them. He said, but how can you? He said, how can darkness fellowship with light? How can light fellowship with dark? You can't do it. Therefore, that causes me not to love them as much as I love you. That doesn't mean I don't love them. It means not as much as I do you. Amen. That's what causes me to want to come here. Because I love you. Amen. That's what causes you to want to come here. Is because you love one another. Then it causes us to walk in a spiritual lifestyle. It's not an option. It's life. It's life. This morning, I want to ask you a question. How much of the new man, how much of the new man, if you've ever been saved, there's a new man there, and how much of that new man do we bring out and that we put on? The Bible said, put on the new man.
Yeah.
Take off. You know what that word put on means? It means to submerge yourself into. If I had a 55-gallon bucket here with the best syrup in the country, the sweetest syrup in the world, it means to take you and submerge you down in that good old syrup that's sweet. All the way from the top to bottom, when you come out, it's still all over you. And it'll be, it ain't like water now. It'll stick to you, but it'll be sweet, and I tell you what it'll do. It'll draw everything to you. You can't touch nothing by what it won't stick to you. Amen. And I want to say this morning, that's how we have to put the new man on.
Amen.
Just submerge in him. Amen. Submerge in him. Take off that old man. We're showing too much of the old and not enough of the new. Now I want to ask you a question this morning. As we get a song ready, Sister Janice, if you'll come, Brother Denver, if you'll come, we'll get the invitation ready. You being your own self now, how much of the new man do you recognize in you? Not do I recognize in you, but how much of the new man do you recognize in you? If you can't recognize him this morning, there's something wrong. Is something there in your life that you need forgiveness of and you need to be set free from? Why don't we stand this morning? You come to Jesus today.